Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God's saying to us today. Psalm 106, verses 6 and 7. Like our ancestors, we have sinned. We have done wrong. We have acted wickedly. Our ancestors in Egypt were not impressed by the Lord's miraculous deeds. They soon forgot his many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against him at the Red Sea. I strongly recommend that you read the whole of this psalm and the previous one because they're twins. In Psalm 105, we hear about all the amazing things that God did to guide and strengthen his people from the earliest days until their entry into the Promised Land. Now in Psalm 106, the psalmist takes another tour through the history of God's people, and he concludes that, humanly speaking, it was a complete disaster. Just as God was consistently faithful and loving, his people were repeatedly faithless and disobedient. But the psalmist didn't simply point the finger at people in the past. He recognized that his own generation was also guilty of disobeying God, forgetting to walk in his ways. As we look back through human history, there's much that we can learn. Every page of history contains accounts of bad decisions and stupid failures, and if we're honest, we answer very different. Our lives fall well short of perfection, and we need to own up and find out how we can live them in a richer, fuller, and more obedient way. The point of looking back is that we can learn. We don't have to repeat the past. Instead, we can set off on a new journey inspired by its lessons. The most consistent fault of God's people in this psalm was the sin of forgetting. I'm sure that we'll all own up to the sin of forgetting. A lot of the time, it doesn't matter that much. We may forget someone's name or whether they take milk in their tea. Such things are minor. Forgetting God is another matter. Time and again, we read that the people of Israel forgot how God had blessed them. They carried on with their lives as if God didn't exist. We need to ensure that we maintain a rhythm of worship and prayer so that we can't possibly forget our great God. So let me ask you a question. What do you do to ensure that you don't forget what God has done in your life? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you never forget us. Help us to make sure that we never forget you. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.